It's been a year and a half since a peace deal was agreed for Myanmar, but little progress has been made.
The internal divisions within ASEAN never allowed the process to go forward. And number two, the support from China, Russia, and to a lesser extent India, also contributed to strengthening the junta in Myanmar.
While Russia has been vocal about its support for the military rulers, a report published by a group of international legislators says China's support, which mostly happens behind closed doors, has also undermined ASEAN's capabilities. Myanmar's junta reportedly uses Chinese and Russian-supplied weapons to launch attacks on its citizens. One human rights lawyer says understanding how the military works is key to resolving the crisis.
It comprises wholly of the Bama ethnic group, combined with the Buddhist religion. This needs to be understood by the international community that they are not dealing with a national armed forces. They are dealing with a rogue ethnic armed organizations that has lorded over the other ethnic groups for so many years.
Rights advocates and diplomats say it's time for ASEAN to look beyond the peace agreement and engage directly with Myanmar's shadow government, made up of opponents to military rule, or even engage with those outside the bloc.
It might be in good advice to bring other countries on board, other countries who have had success in bridging the gap between various conflict situations, like Norway, for example, bringing the UN, for example, into the process to help speed up the process.
One thing is clear. The crisis has to be resolved, and soon.
This plays out into the possibility of Myanmar becoming a new area of great power rivalry. Russia, China, seeking access to the Indian Ocean. That just spells the disaster for Myanmar and the whole of ASEAN.
Aside from the broader geopolitical consequences, the UN Special Envoy for Myanmar has warned the conflict has already taken a catastrophic toll on its people. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera.